This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Deaths from prescription opioids have more than quadrupled since 1999. Today, doctors trying to treat pain face a dilemma: to prescribe or not to prescribe. It's a difficult question for health professionals who want to treat patients without sending them down a path to addiction. WBHM's Dan Carson checks in with two leading specialists who've agreed to disagree on the ethical issue.
How's, in general, where's life at for you right now?
At Birmingham's Phoenix Clinic for Veterans, Dr. Stefan Kertes examines Stacy Haley, who's struggling with a brace and a very arthritic knee.
So now we're dealing with pain.
Yes.
And the problem is that it's not been easy to get this knee feeling well.
Right.
So let's talk about that.
Right. And they do talk, in detail, partly because Haley's working and doesn't want to be sidelined by surgery, partly because he's struggled with addiction in the past. But standard meds are not working. So Dr. Kertes starts him on Tramadol.
As long as they're non-narcotics, I'm willing to try anything.
I got to break it to you. Tramadol is partly narcotic.
Yes, that's what you explained to me, but it was a light one. Okay.
Though Tramadol's a relatively low-potency opioid, the main reason Kertes is comfortable giving it to Haley is that he sees him regularly.
So we have to have a pretty careful conversation in the next few weeks about how it's going.
Yes, sir.
My expectation is we're going to converse about whether it made you feel differently.
Yes, sir.
Whether you thought you were getting a buzz from it.
It's a dilemma doctors face every day. Prescribe medicine that could relieve pain and keep patients functional, or withhold it because of potential addiction. Kertes says taking the time to really know patients is the only way to assess those risks. But in recent years, at least five states have limited the doses doctors can prescribe, and that worries him.
Doctors are being told, get the dose down no matter what, and they're saying, I have no time, so I'm just going to take everybody off, and you know, who knows what happens to those people.
Patients who stop taking opioids often seek illegal drugs or suffer debilitating withdrawal.
It's usually a complicated situation, and that's why a public policy solution that's rooted on pill control alone will probably not work.
At the same time, overprescription has done tremendous harm. Several states, including Alabama, have more opiate prescriptions than people, and none of it happened overnight.
One of the critical things that happened in the 1990s and early 2000s that helped doctors become more comfortable prescribing opioids for chronic pain was the assertion that addiction was rare.
That's Dr. David Yearling, head of clinical pharmacology and toxicology at the University of Toronto.
And we were told, I remember being taught myself, that less than 1% of people who were on opiates for chronic pain would become addicted.
But he says it's actually about five times that. Many trace the misconception to a widely cited one-paragraph letter in the New England Journal of Medicine in 1980. It said the risk of addiction in a certain small patient population was low. But drug makers, lobbyists, and some doctors used that letter to quiet wider concerns about addiction.
There is a dark element to this in what I'll call the pain lobby. The money at stake here, you know, if doctors were to suddenly start using opioids less readily and for shorter durations and at lower doses, the companies that have made tens of billions with a B dollars would be unhappy.
Yearling is in something of a Twitter battle with Dr. Kertes. Yearling emphasizing the harms of overprescription, Kertes pointing out that dose limits can cause harm too. But they actually agree on a lot, and even Yearling has not stopped prescribing opioids altogether.
It's very tough. My take is that they have a role. I tend to use them in people in whom other therapies haven't worked or are too dangerous. But I am extremely judicious with the dosing.
Yearling and Kertes also agree on this. Because lives are at stake, there are no easy answers to the question of when to prescribe opioids. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.
You can see some of the doctor's Twitter battle, also the short letter many blame for the opioid epidemic. It's at our website, wbhm.org.